Getting dumped sucked under any circumstances. But it really sucked, it turned out, when you had feelings for the guy who was dumping you. Rose should have known better than to have feelings, especially for an asshole like Jeremy. "You're breaking up with me?" Rose Watkins glared at her date over a basket of fried clams at the Sandpiper, a restaurant overlooking Moonstone Beach. She felt stunned, the sting of tears making her eyes feel raw and hot. "You've got to be shitting me."
"This is what I'm talking about," the date said. "Do you have to be so profane?"
Rose had been dating Jeremy, an English professor at the university in San Luis Obispo, for a couple of months. She'd known he wasn't the one, couldn't possibly be the one, with his self-important smirk and his inane taste in music. But she'd dated him anyway, because he was hot and she had nothing better to do. And then she'd gone and cared about him. Stupid rookie mistake. "I thought you liked my profanity. You said, wait, let me try to remember. You said it was refreshingly honest. Or was that just a line of bullshit to get me into bed?" Her voice was rising, and Jeremy looked uncomfortably around the restaurant.
"Rose, I hardly think."
"That's true." Rose nodded in agreement. "That's absolutely true. You do hardly think."
"Do we really have to make a scene?"
Jeremy had that pinched look that always made Rose wonder if there was a pebble in his shoe. Or maybe a stick up his ass. "Well, yes, I think we do, Jeremy. Because A, you brought me to a public place to dump me, thinking I wouldn't make a scene, and I hate to be predictable." She picked up a fried clam and threw it at him, and it pinged off the left lens of his glasses. "And B, you're doing it over the goddamned appetizer, so I don't even get a meal out of it." Ping. Another clam flew into his forehead. "And C, you goddamned well knew you were going to dump me before we had sex a goddamned hour ago. Which makes you a prick." She rose from her seat, picked up the entire basket of clams, and dumped it into his lap. "So yes, Jeremy, we do have to make a scene." She picked up her purse and stomped out, leaving him there with a lap full of fried seafood. As she left the restaurant, it occurred to her that she should have thrown in some tartar sauce. Jeremy wasn't worth being upset about. She knew that. She'd known, even as she was developing the dreaded feelings, that the two of them weren't right for each other. But still, right or not, the feelings existed. The hot stab of rejection burned in her chest as she emerged into the parking lot. Then she realized that Jeremy had brought her here, and now she didn't have a ride home. Shit. "You're not saying I told you so," Rose observed from the passenger seat of Kate Bennett's car. "Well, but you did tell me." Kate had arrived in the parking lot of the Sandpiper shortly after Rose's ill-fated date, and now she was driving Rose home through the sparse evening traffic. As she crossed Highway 1 and headed east into the hills of Cambria, California, she shot a concerned look toward Rose. "I wanted to be wrong," Kate said. "I hate it that I wasn't wrong." "Ah, well, I don't care," Rose said stubbornly. She ran a hand through chin-length hair dyed the color of a Tiffany's box. "He was a shithead." "You do care," Kate said mildly. "If you didn't care, you wouldn't be this mad." Rose shrugged, her arms crossed over her chest. She realized that while her words said that Jeremy hadn't hurt her, her posture said otherwise. With some effort, she relaxed her shoulders and let her hands fall into her lap. After a moment, she raised one eyebrow, making her silver barbell piercing jump. "I threw clams in his lap." One side of her mouth quirked up in a smile. Kate let out a guffaw. "I hope they were hot," she said.